Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, super duper welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This is the day of the orange purses, orange pocketbooks, orange whatever you call them. Margaret Lembo and I are sitting here because we both shown off our orange wear, except I'm wearing orange, right?
Yeah, I'm not, though.
Yeah, you're not. Welcome, everybody. We've got a fun 2 hours for you, and you're going to be engaged, you're going to be invited, and you are going to be delivered today. We've got gemstones on the counter in the studio. We've got books to give away. We've got readings that we're going to do. So I just want to tell everybody, if you're ready to do a reading today and you want to kick it up a notch, please take down the 800 number because we're going to be taking calls for the next 2 hours. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. Taylor's ready. He's got his sneaks on. He's got his jersey on, although I don't know what that jersey is. Is that like
Vince Carter, North Carolina.
Oh.
NBA player now.
Oh, NBA. Okay.
But that's his college number.
Oh, that is Taylor's card. Taylor,
no,
what's the number?
That's Vince Carter. He's talking about the guest.
It's Vince Carter's college number. Not Taylor's college number.
Vince
Carter's
number. Taylor could play. He's got some skills.
Does he have some skills?
Oh,
have
sure
you played ball
does.
With him?
Yeah, he's quiet about it. He doesn't say.
Have you shot a few hoops?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give away his game.
Huh?
I'm not going to give away his game. I'm not going
to
give away my
game. I have
to
tell you, I saw sneakers.
Well, and of course, I think us, we're in the sneaker game.
I know. But he's got like super duper Nike, like I am a basketball player sneaker.
Oh, really? Oh, I got the 85s right here,
Pat.
See. What do you think? Woo! Seriously?
Let's see them. Let me see them. They're red. I love the red.
These are the ones started the shoe game.
Those are beautiful. They're red.
Thank you very much.
Did you see his silver ones, though?
He has yet to show me across the counter.
Did you see?
There they go. They're going to fly up.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he got those. Those are nice.
Look at those legs.
Those are nice.
Did you see those legs?
That's why I said I'm not going to talk about his game.
That is so good. Hey, does he what?
That's fine. Here, get him on the mic, too. He wants to
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Right there. Microphone. Standing up right up in your face.
Right here.
He's been.
Okay, what's your question? Come up to the mic. Are you the first caller?
Yes, I am. Tell me, how does crystals heal?
Do they? I need a healing.
You need a healing?
I need a healing
for
today.
What? What's going on?
Oh, my God. How do crystals heal?
Yeah, there must be some kind of code in there or something.
Is there a code?
No, it's the power of positive thought combined with the crystal.
In the stones, though? In the crystals?
No, the crystal doesn't do it. It's our mind. It's our consciousness. It's our belief system.
Oh, then I'm in trouble.
You are.
Margaret Lembo is in the house, folks. We've got books to give away. We're actually going to be just doing some cool things. For those of you that don't know who Margaret Ann Lembo is, by the way, I actually knew Margaret back in the day, as many would say. Knew Margaret back in the day. And what I love is that Margaret gets on the road and she goes around from town to town. She's in Seattle now. And she gets up there and she gets in front of people and she does her thing. And, you know, nowadays people aren't getting out. They're not doing road trips. They're not going from town to town. You know, they're sitting in the internet. They're doing whatever they're doing on the internet. I'm not sure what it is. But, Margaret, people are not getting out anymore. What's up with that? Why are you doing that?
Well, I just have observed all these years the most, like, profound authors are getting out on the road. They do their thing by going to store to store. Meet the people, be with them, and that's what actually helps people and sell books, because of course I want to sell books too, but I really want to help people, and it makes a difference on in their world.
It does make it. So what's your question again, sir? That question. What is that question? What is it?
How do crystals heal, and where does the color come from?
Oh.
All right, let's take the healing thing, because I need a healing today. We have callers calling in. Lisa's already calling in. For those of you who want to get some healing, get some readings, we've got cards. We've got the most incredible woman joining us here today. This is a hot show. 2 hours of this, folks, so don't worry. We're not going to run out of time. 1-800-930-2819. Tell us about the answer the healing question. Thank you. And what's your name, and where are you from, sir?
My name is Vincent, and I
from
am
Jersey?
From Jersey.
No.
Oh. Hey, don't say that. I'm from Queens, New York.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And if you don't know where Queens, New York is, forget about it.
Next to the... Isn't Queens next to the Bronx?
Where did we get this character from
is
what
Queens
I
next
know.
To the Bronx?
It's next to the Bronx, but we Queenies...
Yeah?
We don't look at the Bronxies.
You're a queenie, bada bing, bada bing.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Okay, so answer the question.
I think he needs a healing just for the vernacular,
right? I think I'm already healed from it. I just got back from the East Coast. So
Did you?
Yeah. I it was interesting because it took me about a week or so to, you know, remember that I live in Seattle now.
Are you originally from?
I'm from. I was born in the Bronx and grew up in New Jersey. Graduated Plainfield High School.
And I'm from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Yes.
The home of the...
Verrazano Bridge?
I was right by the Throg's Neck.
Were you?
I was right there by the Throg's Neck Bridge.
I went to high school right under the Verrazano.
You did?
I did. I mean, not literally. Like, I actually was in a school.
I was going to say, I had a few under the bridge experiences, but I don't know. Maybe that you could be, go call that
oh,
school.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's... Look at... Do you have my face red?
Well, I took my glasses off, so I can't tell.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, Ants, let's do we answer the... Yes, we have time to answer the healing question, right, Mr. Benny? Let's do it.
Okay.
Tell us about the healing.
So first of all, you...
Tell
just,
us about you first.
Me first?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about me first.
Tell us, because I want our listeners to know what they're getting in for here.
Okay, so my name is Margaret Ann Lembo.
L-E-M-B-O. Don't forget the Ann.
Ann, no E. And I'm here from South Florida. I came a long way to come to your studio. Yay.
Yeah, you're like diagonally the
I
whole
know.
Thing there like that.
Isn't that great?
It's like
the opposite end, right?
On the TV. The
and
diagonal.
And I've been in the visionary business and visionary industry for over 25 years, but I grew up with metaphysics, spirituality, the power of positive thought. And now I'm the author of 3 books, count them, 1, 2, 3, Chakra Awakening, Color Your Life with Crystals, and The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, the big new go-to
big book.
Big book.
The big book of crystals.
It is.
Not to be confused with the other big book.
And even an Angel Gemstone Oracle deck, which is available as an iPhone, an Android app, and 7 CDs and a line of sprays. I mean, I'm a little bit productive, do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Spiritual entrepreneur is what I consider myself.
Everybody on the team is, like, listening. They're saying, oh, Pat needs to get some of what Margaret needs to rub a little some of that off on her.
Oh, you have so many things going. Don't
do.
Be silly.
No, I do. But, you know, one of the things I love is, and this is hard for me now because, you know, I'm used to being of service for other people,
right.
Like helping people launch their own shows and, you know, take a presence out on radio. This is the first year that I've had to look at, okay, how do I want to show up in the world? What are the books that I want to write? And our mutual friend, Gail.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope you're listening, Gail, because here's what I want to say. Yes, I am serious. I am on the verge of writing, launching, and doing a whole lot of things. But the timing had to be right.
The timing has to be right.
I cleared some junk out, too.
You have to also have time to write. That's what I was just saying to... Vincent from Queens.
Vincent from Queens. We're going to answer your question when we come back from break. I think we'll probably get to it.
Question.
What? Better answer.
Better answer that question.
So you ever wonder where I get the way I pronounce question from, Benny? Now you know.
I get it now.
Did you get it now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Benny's like, question. Why do you say it like that? Well, I just do.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead.
Well, you know, like I was saying, though, about writing, you know, it takes time to stay home. You have to be able or in one location and dedicate attention and energy. And whenever it's time for me to hurry up and start writing, I have spiders show up on TV, literally in my life, cobwebs showing everywhere. And this whole trip, ever since I left home, nonstop.
Is that the sign?
For me, it is. For me, it is.
I'm having the same thing now.
Are you?
Is that the sign?
It does mean
Ooh.
That to me. That's that medicine that spider medicine brings as a reminder. It's time to sit down, get creative, be in your web, and sit and write.
So I was going to sit and write. I'm going to write the proposal, but I'm going to record. Because I'm better at saying what's in my brain.
Why
than
not?
I am writing it. I mean,
right.
I know exactly what I want to say. So every time, this has been my roadblock. Every time I've wanted to sit down and write, I can't get it out. But now what I'm doing is I'm saying it. I can see the whole book, everything, and I got some great help from our friends at Access Consciousness to get this thing moving. I'm very excited about it.
Well, then that's easy because then you just get somebody to transcribe your
work.
That's
right.
And then you give it to an editor for developmental editing,
and
there it is.
How do I have an editor?
I have one because I gave you my name of my editor.
So as we say, all of the stars are aligned.
They are.
Lisa, we're going to get to you. Lisa from Ohio. We're opening up the phone lines. Margaret, tell folks what we're going to do today. Because we're going to, besides having fun, and we're going to answer Queenie's question.
Well, we're going to obviously talk about with the content some different things that are in my various books. But it's all about the power of how we create our reality and how we can use color, crystals, gemstones, and aromatherapy, if you will, to actually help people live it in their daily lives. Not just talk about it, not just make it woo-woo, but make it real. Let's get it real.
Wow. I want to just say to everybody, we have opened up the phone lines. They will continue to be open for readings, live on-air readings with Margaret in a minute. When we come back, I'll do a formal introduction of who she is, what her amazing gifts are. Lisa, when we come back, we're going to take you right straight up after we answer the healing question. For those of you out there that also want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, what you can do is you can ask your question, and we will get your question. Now, what would people need to say to you to get their question on the internet like that? What their issue is, what their names are, what else do you
need?
And
maybe pick a color, or if they know a gemstone that they're attracted to right now, that can give me a clue as to what's going on and how they can use it in their life. So specifics, not just like tell me what you see, because I don't do that. About what? Tell me what you see about what.
Tell me what you see. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You don't
Some
want
people,
them asking you.
No, not general. Specific.
Well, I've had people ask me that, and then I tell them, and they say, really?
Good.
Right.
If you can do that, I like to have them decide what they want to know.
I don't have a clue about what I'm doing. All right? If you're going to ask me what I see, I don't know what I'm going to say to you. I mean, why? Because I don't do that for a living. But we're going to get you guys some help today. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Sperduto come cane mezza via, chi agnesto coro.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Here we go. You ready?
Oh, mama.
Yes! It's got to be. Is it, Betty?
Why would it be anybody else?
There you go.
I don't know. But you got to find some Mario Lanza for me, please.
She was in Queens.
She what a life. Mm.
Margaret Lembo is in the house. For those of you out there, we lost Lisa from Ohio. Come on, Lisa, call back. 1-800-930-2819. So let's talk about what healing is. What is healing? And what is healing with the stones? And what is healing in general?
Healing is bringing your vibrational frequency back into alignment with wholeness, love, and wellness. So vibrational frequency has to do with thoughts, words, actions, emotions. So physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, we're operating under all four of those energy systems at one time. So if a mental thought form is saying, I have blank, an illness of some sort, and we own it, then you sure, be sure that you're going to have that illness for as long as one continues to hold that belief system. Mm-hmm. Even if someone is diagnosed with something, let's say, I even ask them to reframe it and say, it appears that I'm having some symptoms that look like, and then the name of the disease, mm-hmm. instead of owning it when people say, I have, and I don't even like to even use an example because I don't want to say it in my own energy field.
I think we forget that man makes up these names, right?
Yes.
So when you say, let's just make up something bizarre. If you say something like, I have fibromyalgia. Lyme disease. I have blah, blah, blah.
Cancel clear.
Because these are not terms. I mean, these are not, first of all, they're not God terms.
No.
Right? And they don't really talk to the symptoms. But we can talk about the symptoms is what I'm hearing you say. Is that not right?
Yes, because symptoms end up showing up after it's already been present in our energetic field after a period of time. So if we have, I'm just going to make up a story. Say we have anger for a very long time because of a betrayal that happened between ages 0 and 10 years old.
How about within the past 12 hours?
Okay, well, even that too.
Right.
So, if anger energy is red, so to counteract that kind of energy, I wouldn't be wearing the colors you're wearing today. I'd be wearing blue and green. So,
Well, actually, when I got dressed this morning,
I was not in that predicament.
Oh, you were already.
I was in my happy face.
But you know what? This is the energy. The orange that you're wearing today is the energy of creativity, of taking action and moving forward. And you and I both have our orange purses with us today. Or like we say in New York, our pocketbooks.
We got a pocketbook. Got a pocketbook. It's a pocketbook.
It's a pocketbook.
That's what it is.
It is.
But you have two colors, so I'm a little like
I have pocketbook envy.
I have pocketbook envy right now.
I know. I was passing a great, like, you know, some store that had stuff on sale, and it's a gorgeous purse. It's a hot pink, magenta pink. And that's the Christ consciousness, the feminine Christ consciousness, which has to do with aligning with goodness and love and anything is possible and healing on all levels.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question about your latest book, and I wanted to just let everybody know the phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Just give us a shout. Also, you can ask a question at our feedback on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I think that there are a couple of things I want to ask you about, Margaret.
Sure.
I think one of the first things that I want to ask you about has to do with the expression of how we show up. And I want to talk about this from a couple of different points of view. You know, there are moments where many of us experience things in life that make us angry. You know, I just came back from the East Coast. One of the most talked about things on the East Coast is road rage.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because a lot of things go. Yeah. I mean, it's a serious thing.
Well, you know? If you were stuck in traffic like that, I think I'd get angry after a while.
Oh my God!
But the answer to that is get on the subway.
Get on the subway is right. Get out. Get something different.
Really.
But then there's this idea that, you know, all of a sudden you get angry and. You know, as someone said to me, the good news is that you do get angry because otherwise you really have been angry all along and you just haven't expressed it. And someone said to me, I can't remember when, that, you know, 9 times out of 10, when someone is expressing anger towards you, it's about anger towards themselves. But we can never really see ourselves very well. That's why I have 3 coaches, right? And people that work with me. But we have shame around anger. Do you know what I mean? You know,
because we're shown at some age that that there's something wrong with being angry, or it's embarrassing to be angry.
Yeah.
But I grew up in an Italian family.
This is here we're going to go now.
Here we go.
This is
Get
what
ready.
We're going to go about because you're right.
And we expressed what we were feeling, happy, sad. We lived larger than life, and just because we expressed our dissatisfaction or anger, it doesn't mean that we didn't love each other, and we could have an intense conversation expressing our opinion, a very strong opinion, and then a few moments later just be in a normal voice and say, do you want a bowl of pasta?
Right.
You know, come here, honey. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, that's exactly what I grew up with, too.
And see, I think it's healthy. And I also cry. If I need to cry, you betcha I cry, and it doesn't matter where I am.
I'm the same way, too.
I mean, I could be at a restaurant, and I'm crying.
I'm like that, too. It doesn't really take much for me to cry. I mean, I could do that. It's taken me years to learn how to do that.
Really?
You know, and I think that part of this.
It's taken me years not to do it.
Yeah, is that right? you got to be kidding. Uh-huh. But part of this is really getting in touch with our emotions, but also figuring out what's ours and what's not. And I think that's a journey of a lifetime. And isn't that the work that you do?
It is.
Because, you know, if you're like me, I will take on other people's stuff.
And a lot of people do.
I do. You know, because I grew up with a mentor that says, you got to ask yourself, what part of the problem are you? That's the question you ask.
Mm.
But the difficulty is really discerning what's mine and what's not mine.
See, and I would want to say, what part of the problem am I, and what part of the solution?
And that's what she said
to me.
Well, this is a woman that you never entered her room without the solution to the problem if you're going to bring the problem.
Yeah.
There's just never going to be, you're never going to, she would kick you out. You go and be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I wanted to ask you, for those of you just tuning in, Margaret M. Lembo joining me here today, the Essential Guide to Crystals, Mineral Stones, and Spiritual, with Spiritual Entrepreneur. But beyond all that, you're somebody that helps all of us understand how to really heal. I mean, this has been
That's your journey and your mission. Yes.
You do it in a very unique and special way. Now, we've got a couple of callers, which we're going to bring on. let folks know what to expect once we just tap right into Veronica and Shelley.
Good. I hope that's the Veronica I know. That would be very cool. Basically, it's just ask a question about something specific that you need in your or want to know in your life, as if you were gonna, if you could ask God and the angels, dear God, dear angels, I need to understand or feel better about blah blah blah, whatever blah 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 is, and tell me what it is, and then I'll pull a few cards. I might ask you a certain color, or if you know a rock that you're attracted to now. And that will help me. And I'm shuffling my cards right now. Ready,
Good. Good. Well, let's do this. Let's go to a break. When we come back, I believe we'll take one of the callers. It probably will be Veronica. And then we'll go to Shelley. For those of you that are listening to the show, you can find out more. Margaret, you're also going to be in Seattle doing some events, too.
I am in Tacoma and Everett.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Cool. East-West, Crystal Voyage, and Vision Quest.
We'll tell you more about that. Veronica, Shelley, hang on. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happening.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie?
Hey. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Margaret Ann Lembo joining me here. Now, look, let's give out your website before we go to the phones, if you don't mind, and let folks know a little bit more detail about what you're doing in the greater Seattle area here.
Excellent. So MargaretAnnLembo.com and TheCrystalGarden.com. Those are the easiest ways to find me. And, of course, I'm all over Facebook all the time, so have Have at it. Come on and be my friend on Facebook, Margaret Ann, A-N-N-L-E-M-B-O. So locally, here I am, so happy to be in the Pacific Northwest from South Florida.
Yeah,
I will be at East West Bookshop tonight at 6 to 7 is a free meet and greet, and 7 to 9 is an evening workshop. And then if you come tonight, then the Saturday workshop, you know, that fee for tonight is included in the Saturday workshop. So
that's
I'm going to be at Saturday 10:30 to 3:30. Tomorrow night, Friday, in Tacoma at Crystal Voyage.
Mm.
And then Monday evening, I'll be at Vision Quest in Everett.
Wow.
And then if people want a private session, come on, make an appointment over at East West Bookshop in Seattle. I'll be on Sunday from 12:30 to 5, I want to say, something like that. Just go to East West you know, website, and you can find that information or give them a ring.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about what a one-on-one session is like. We're going to get a taste of it. Mr. Benny, hit it.
All right, let's take Veronica from New York.
Hi, Veronica. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Margaret, you remember me?
Is this Veronica that drove 5 hours from the Bronx to come to my event in Circles of Wisdom in Massachusetts?
Yes.
I love it. And here you are talking to me in Seattle. How wonderful, sweetheart. How are you?
I follow you. I just turn on the radio. I'm at work, and I just turn, and I'm like, I cannot believe that's Margaret. I have to call.
Great. Well, do you have a question for me today?
Where are you in the Bronx?
I live in the Bronx in Parchester, Virginia. I work in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn.
All right, okay, Brooklyn. Right, all right. So now you got us both covered.
Now you got us both covered.
Yeah.
There. Good job.
I know. Thank goodness.
Hey, how can we help you today?
Well, just calling to say hi to Margaret.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I took a class with her.
You got to ask a question.
Yes. So, Margaret, I just want to know the moving. If you see anything close, how's that going?
Well, you know, I think I told you this already. Now, I remember sitting outside having lunch at the Crystal Healer Level 2 certification, and I think I said to you, you'll move as soon as you decide it's okay to move. Do you remember that?
Okay.
So I think it's just a matter of the moment that you decide. Now, what's holding you up?
The sale of the apartment.
The sale of the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you imagine yourself signing those papers at the closing table?
I'm going to try to.
Okay, I pulled a card twice for you. The same one came out of a very fat deck twice. So I'm going to
tell you. I saw this. She's on camera.
There might be, right? It's the same exact one.
Right, on camera.
And so somehow there's some kind of electromagnetic frequencies bombarding that particular apartment. So I'm going to suggest putting black tourmaline over in the four corners of the entire apartment, so whatever the four corners of the whole place are. And then take... make sure that you just do some energy clearing in the place. I don't know how long ago it's been since you've done some smudging. I think you picked up smudge and spray when you were at Circles of Wisdom.
Yeah.
So I would smudge it with the intention that you are clearing out any energies or frequencies that are detracting from the ability to it. Oh, I just got something. Do I remember that you have another child, an older son maybe?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter. I'm pregnant.
I knew you were pregnant. I remember that. So tell me, you don't have to tell me anything. What I would like to recommend is make sure the kids are on board, that they're like excited about moving and that they
can. Yeah, because my son is not. Because he's going to college. He really wants to finish his,
So his thought pattern is that he doesn't really want you to move away. And so that's adding to it not selling. And there's a part of you that your heartstrings tug at that. The maternal instinct, of course, wants to be available for your son, but at the same time, you want to leave. So maybe there's some way that you and he can have some clearing of, you know, letting you be released. Please release me, let me go.
Who's that song by?
I don't know. But I just...
That was good.
You like that?
That was very good.
Okay. So maybe there's a singing career in my future.
Veronica, what did you think about this reading?
Awesome.
The reason I'm asking is I hear a little hesitation. You know,
no.
Are you good?
I'm on board with it.
You're on board? Okay.
Yeah, because
I like
I'm. I'm also, you know, pregnant, and in a way I would like to sell, you know, the apartment or leave after I give birth. So
that's what I'm saying. I told you I felt a little something else right there.
So it has to do with you want to wait till after
I'm just
you
saying,
give birth.
Right?
So the kids are so that's what's holding you
that's
back
it.
Is the children.
It's the children. It's the children.
So that's okay, though.
Yeah, that's
so you could just decide, you know, instead of it being like it's not happening, just know that it is happening.
Right.
And this is when it's happening. And that way you can plan.
Yeah. See, that's a different question and a different energy, you know, because part of what happens to us sometimes, we try to roll a boulder up the hill, you know, and I'm just going to share this from, you know, my coaching experience with people. You know, we don't have to roll the boulder up the hill. You know, we really don't. And, you know, when you get in touch with just that one thought you had, that level of revelation you just had about that, then you get to a new place of acceptance. And, you know, the new place of acceptance has more to do with the energy that will now open because of that. You know, there are many things that you could say, but one of the things that I think gets to be true is you could always meet Rumi or Hafiz, whichever it was, in the field, you know. Where there is no right or wrong. And so that's the energy that I picked up from you because, you know, there was this thing that you thought, you know, I felt that you were doing something wrong, like there was something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Margaret?
Yeah.
You mean there's something wrong because it's not selling? Is that what you mean?
No, there's something wrong in her wanting to wait.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is that what you're feeling? Like there's something that you... You have to move now because you decided you were going to move?
No, I'm just, you know, afraid that if, you know, I get a seller now, then it could be a little chaotic. But, you know, I'm willing to put up with it. But
so why don't
I think
you
it's just better.
Wait? Why don't you just wait and put, you're in charge. It's all your reality. We're in charge of our own reality. So take it off the market and then put it on as soon as you have the baby.
Give birth, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another thought. You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for this thought? This is a big thought. This is an epic, epic thought.
No drama here.
You ready? Veronica.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh. My house, my apartment is going to sell at the perfect time to the perfect buyer in the perfect situation.
There it is.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise. Can you see how that's different than I'm selling, I'm not selling, I'm, you know, like, you know, right? So that make that your new mantra.
And then you can relax.
And you know what?
Then.
I don't know what you believe in, God or whatever, but you know what? Turn it over to an angel and say, dude, do this for me.
Yeah.
This is it. Perfect person, perfect timing, perfect, perfect, perfect. Then you don't have to worry about it, right?
Yes.
And then remember what Margaret said to you about the energy, too. Right, Margaret?
Yes, yes.
Clear it and then
Margaret
and relax. You can either way. Relax about it. If you relax, then it's just gonna and just be sure. Just like Pat said. You said it right, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
It's just relax into it and know that all is well and it's gonna sell at the right time, at the right place, to the right person.
That's right.
And it's gonna be an easy
and it's the right baby.
Move.
And at the right time,
the
you
right
see what
baby.
I'm saying? You're telling you got to tell yourself this is the right baby at the right time. You don't want to be saying to the baby, oh, you know, this everything's right.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Everything's right. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Rock on.
All right. Thank you so much, Margaret. Thank you.
Oh, Veronica, hugs to you, love. I love that you called from the Brooklyn Bronx area. Yay.
Eat a bagel for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
And a Bialy.
I can't do that.
Toast
I can't
a Bialy.
Do the bagel or the Bialy thing anymore. Okay. Gluten.
Love it. That's so fab.
Mr. Benny.
Sure. We have time. We'll start with Shelley calling in from Seattle.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. I like to cry, too.
Are we going to cry together?
No, I hope not. I already did that this morning once. That
you know
was
what I would cry
that.
To?
Thanks.
That Connie Francis Mama song. I would cry to that. She did that, but I would cry to that.
Why are you crying, though? What's the matter?
Yeah.
Well,
are
that's
you,
what was so...
I cried, too. I cried today,
I
too.
Know. Yeah, it's just like... I was thinking it must have been, it's just the energies. There's just something that I feel overwhelmed. I'm going to use that word.
Mm-hmm.
My heart just felt so expansive. You know, just sometimes I can't get in touch with what's happening. You wake up in the morning, go, oh, great, this is a divine, blessed, infinitely abundant day. Let's go, girl. And then all of a sudden you burst out into tears.
That's so funny. We both went, oh, at the same time,
Pat.
That was wild. Well, you know, I pulled three cards from the Angel Gemstone Oracle deck while you were talking and sharing your feelings and so sweetly over the air for everyone. Because you know what? A lot of people do that, that you're not alone. So for everyone that's listening, as well as you, Shelley, people have emotions. We all have our emotions. But the Moonstone card is reminding me to tell you that it's just a cycle. This too shall pass, this energy of overwhelmedness. Is that a word?
Yes.
It is now.
It is now. And know that this, when you're feeling overwhelmed like this, if you can find a way, the soda light tells me, that reminds me to tell you, is to find a way to be quiet and go inside yourself and be with it. Just don't feel like you have to stop feeling that way. It's A-okay to feel that way. But then see if there's a message inside of that emotion, that message inside of that feeling. Because often through meditation and contemplation, we can tap into what's this about, because there might be some profound message and information. That's what's happened to me over the years, is like when I feel overwhelmed like that, there's something to it that's a divine inspiration that's coming through. Now, Green Moss Agate was the final card that I pulled, and that reminds me to remind you to maybe put your feet in the grass, enjoy this beautiful weather that we're having these days, and if you like a special essential oil like lavender or clary sage is really great. My Euphoria blend, which is lavender, clary, geranium, and spikenard, is really good for calming your petunias. Calm down. Just relax. Breathe deep and know all is well. That kind of a thing. It takes care of and helps you shift out of emotional despair, or even especially when we don't know what it is. That's the weird one, when we just like, whoa, what is this overwhelming wave coming over me?
Yeah.
What are you getting, Dr. Pat?
I think it's really interesting. I mean, it's easy to say, my God, this must be like a really energy crying day, right? Because Margaret and I were just talking, you know, the three of us sitting here and we had a moment like that today. Here's what I sense about today for me. And I don't know if this will relate to you, Shelley, but let me just mention it to you real quick. Sometimes there are days that show up in our lives where there are things that need to clear out. And I love that what you said, because what you said was you brought in a massively expansive energy, right?
Right.
Right. Sometimes when we bring in massively expansive energy, which I'm experiencing with the team and some of what we're doing, the sludge from our past, either a person, place, or thing, has to come up, because you're calling in this epic expansiveness, you see? And if there's anything in the way of that, it has to be removed, right? Now, I don't know what that might be. If you want to hang on, we could talk to you during the break a little bit.
Okay.
Just hang on, because I get this sense there's something there, because I don't think energy just works randomly. That's just me. I think that when we call in that little mantra, I'm actually going to have my folks take that little thing you just said, and I'm going to just put that. I'm going to play that over and over again in my head, because that was cool. Stay on the phone. Let Margaret Ann talk to you a little bit. And for those of you out there, we are continuing to take your calls. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And believe me, if you stay on, we're going to bring you right into the next hour with Margaret. Or you could call 425-373-5527. We'll be right back.
And the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit fogcitypsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond.
How sweet is that? Thank you, Mr. Benny. Nice.
All memories from my childhood, I must say. All the songs you're playing, you're so intuitive there, Benny, with all these this music
Very
you're playing
good.
For me.
Right, welcome.
I'm assuming it's for me.
you can make my day by, I know you're not going to be here the next hour, you can make my day by pulling up a Connie Francis's Who's Sorry Now? That was... I'm sorry. That's
wow.
My energy today. We
Mama
can talk about that
mia.
In the next hour.
Jeez.
Shelley's back.
Yes.
We've been talking with Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Are you there?
Hi. I'm there. I'm
all
here.
All right. Go ahead, Margaret.
Well, you know, Shelley, we were just talking with Shelley, and we uncovered the fact that the reality of her mother moving possibly is, why don't you share it? It's your mother, what you want to say or you don't want to say.
Well, you know, dementia, it's not that it's there, but it's just the beginnings, and I guess, and those issues are becoming forefront of a reality that is going to happen or maybe not happen. As you so eloquently were putting something, how you verbalize those words, at the beginning, I think you said something about,
There are symptoms appearing as
correct.
If. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I want to be very careful in the vibration and the words that I bring out there.
Right. And so, you know, because I personally experienced this, you know, nothing mm-hmm. better than the what I call the wounded healer, so to speak, where,
okay.
you know, my dad was in the state of dementia that was a very slow, progressive situation. From about 82 until he passed at 96 years old. God bless, huh? And so
right.
there were varying degrees of him disappearing on me. Like, he wasn't the dad I used to know. In the beginning, it was just, you know, it was easy to say, oh, maybe it's not so bad. And it really wasn't so bad. I mean, he was an amazing, beautiful soul during this period of time. In fact, something to look forward to if she should continue to exhibit those symptoms of dementia is that uh-huh. so often they're tapped into universal consciousness. I mean, I felt like I called him the Daddy Llama.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
That's very cute.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that cute, Benny?
The Daddy Llama.
Yeah,
I would say
Benny, got Benny to laugh. That's a wiener.
I got a thumbs up on that
you
from
did.
Benny.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Because he was so connected with the universal wisdom. So I would sit and ask him questions. And my sister did it with me, too. She would ask him, Dad, tell me what I should do about this. And he would just come out with words of wisdom. So
aww.
There are benefits to it. And then when as he progressed, it got, you know, I missed him. I missed my feisty New York Italian dad. And my sweetheart, Vincent, who you may have heard earlier on in the show, he mm-hmm. would talk to him like a good old guy from Brooklyn, like he was at the construction job. And my old dad would come out, and I'd get to see him for spurts of a half hour to an hour during his conversations. But it took pulling that information out of him. So the whole point is there are going to be blessings in this, and there are going to be some grieving or sadness in it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just like whatever it is, and just you're going to turn into the parent. And mm-hmm. being the parent is a weird little thing to shift into. And I know Dr. Pat is shaking her head.
Yep.
Like one of those Bobby dolls in the back
well,
of the car.
I'm like that. We call them bobbleheads here
bobble
or something
heads,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's it. So you go ahead, Dr. Pat. I know you have a thought on this.
Well, what I think is what Margaret said earlier was brilliant. And, you know, it has to do with how you hold somebody. I think, for me, Shelley, I'm getting a kind of a lesson in this myself about how we hold someone. And what mm-hmm. I'm learning is that, you know, to hold a person to wholeness, even though the people around you may accuse you of not doing it, or they may accuse you of not doing it, you have to be able to keep yourself in check regardless of the influence of the outside world. And I think that's going to be super important for you as you move forward. I don't mm-hmm. think it's you. I don't think that mm-hmm. it's your ability to do something or not do something. I think whenever we run into situations like this, the strangest bedfellows show up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hold to the strength of your conviction around wellness. You see?
Okay.
You
mm-hmm.
have to hold the strength of your conviction. And you may need to reach out. What I would do if I were you, I would schedule a private session with Margaret. And the reason that I would do that is because you're in Washington. You're in Seattle. She's in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, well, good.
Well, Margaret's going to be in town. The reason that I'm saying this for you is it's not going to be just about this. You see, you want to, this is my language, you want to protect your joy, and you got the joy juice. There's no question uh-huh. about it. But sometimes we can be influenced, especially by other people,
mm-hmm.
and our joy becomes vulnerable. I don't want that to happen to you, and Margaret will be able to give you I don't even know. How long are your readings? What is that about?
Anywhere from a half an hour to an hour.
Well, can you give Shelley your phone number and everybody else?
Yeah.
How do people schedule a reading
at,
with
like,
you?
You know what? I don't have in front of me.
What's your email?
East West. Oh, my email, margaret@margaretannlembo.com. So Margaret,
M-A-R-G-A. Margaret A-N-N.
Lembo.
LEMBO.com.
Right.
Okay.
And then we'll get our act together the next hour if you're going to be listening.
Yeah, we just
we'll
need
figure
the phone
it out.
Number. Yeah.
But that's
okay.
I think the best thing to do is to just go over everything in detail, because one of the things that I didn't do in a personal experience in my life, I didn't seek out help to understand the whole enchilada. And mm-hmm. so when you don't understand the whole picture, you end up really blaming yourself and taking things on that are not yours. And the journey that Margaret and I, the journey you're about to embark on, you'll come into doubt. You'll come into question. There'll be things you won't know what to do. And I'm telling you, don't take this journey alone. Get a trusted soul and get some help now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shelley.
Wow. Margaret Ann Llembo in the house. Hey, for those of you out there, we're going to keep going in the second hour. But before we do, please give out some more information, and we'll make sure that we get everybody out there. Now, for the second hour, you're not going to be able to use the 800 number, everybody, but you can call 425-373-5527. This is a new hour of the Dr. Pat Show, and it is specifically a new hour of the Dr. Pat Show here on KKNW AM 1150. 425-373-5527 for the next hour. If you call in any time between now and whenever, we will take your call. Please give out your information again.
Absolutely. So MargaretAnnLembo.com, or maybe it's not so obvious, but it is now. MargaretAnnLembo.com is a great way to find me. Click around that website. You'll find my Facebook page and such. Also, go visit my store online. You could go to thecrystalgarden.com and thecrystalgardenstore.com. I even have an online webinar academy that's really fun. And so if you want to go to academyofthespiritualarts.com, and that's a really great way, no matter where you live and when you can go to an event, it doesn't matter because I'm there for you, recorded webinars, or you can attend live with me, which is so fun.
As Vinny would say, bada bing, bada bang. We're going to take a short break. We like to call it a shorty right here on the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819 is not going to be active. So I'm just going to say that, and I don't know why I said that. But if you want to call in for the next show, 425-373-5527, we're taking calls, we're doing readings. Margaret Ann Lembo is going to continue to be in the house. We got lots to talk about, and we're going to talk about her new book. She's going to do a little card spread for me. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.